Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Cantarucci's here. Jim's back, 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the author of Personal Brilliance, Mastering the Everyday Habits That Create a Lifetime of Success. And he's one of our top management leadership experts in the Brain Trust. Jim Cantarucci, welcome back.
Oh, thank you very much, Jim. I'm always glad to be here.
It's good to have you back. So you want to get Matthew on us today, don't you?
Yeah. A friend of mine posted a meme, you know, on social media, and I hate those things. I always look at them and I say, but it's not true if, right?
My
little mind does that.
Right.
This one was about math, and it said, addition is impossible by division. Now, I get where he was going with that.
Mm-hmm.
The times of dissension, you know, try to bring people together. Sowing division isn't really a great idea if we want to move forward. I get that. But my little math class brain went to, yeah, but by definition, there's division in the equation. You know, if you think about fractions, that's division, right?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly
and then
right.
I started to think about what we do as leaders, and we're always dealing with different ideas and a variety of diversity of ideas, and we always have resistance, and we still have to move forward. So I responded to his post by saying, we have to find a way to add while division is embedded in the equation.
Mm-hmm.
So we know there's division and disagreement embedded in what we're doing, but we still have to move forward. And I think that's what we deal with.
It's not either or. It's not either or. It's both and. And I'd like to remind you.
Right.
I'd like to remind you, you won't survive if you calculate your profit by addition. You will only survive if you calculate profit correctly by dividing.
Yeah, exactly right.
There was all kinds of math class in there. Yeah, no,
so
you,
really
you calculate the keystone. The keystone profit margin is a division process, not an addition process. So you got, but you got to have both of them. And I agree with that. And so, tell us why.
Well, I think that you know, one of the biggest mistakes that a manager might make is that they always look for total consensus on any given idea, and that, of course, paralyzes us. By the same token, you can't just be dictatorial, I'm the boss, I have the idea, we're going forward no matter what. We really need to identify those differences, acknowledge them, and honor those differences, but still move forward. That's the key. I think, Jim, in my work with large organizational change, you know, we deal with resistance all the time. I think resistance really comes from two basic places. One, a misunderstanding. I just don't get what you're trying to put forth, and so I'm going to push back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Misunderstanding. Or the person that's resisting is right. Right? The employee that's in the front line working with customers, they know the business very, very well. They may be resisting because your idea just won't work.
Mm-hmm.
And we, in either case, as a leader, we need to know that. Is it a misunderstanding and can I help clarify? Or are they right and I need to re-engineer this approach? And I want to do both of those things. I can't just run over like a tank that resistance. By the way, Jim, there's more of them than there are of us.
Right.
So we can't win that game. But we want to understand it, and we want to know where it's coming from, and we want to deal with it. Of course, it takes time, but we need to do that. In our practice and our work with large change, we have a process called change breakthrough analysis. And what it's designed to do is move an individual from their heart to their head. so we can argue with them. Mm-hmm. We tend to resist.
Once you come to a meeting with it all in your heart, and in a church committee, you know, maybe you can get away with that, maybe even in a nonprofit. But if you're in a business venture, it's okay. It's great to have passion, but at some point in time, the logic and the reason and the numbers have to prevail in the final analysis, don't they?
They do, and we have to help people with that because they come to that meeting as a human being. It's so this is natural human behavior, right. and as a leader, we need to help them with that. So that's what change breaker analysis does. It just facilitates that process of moving from that emotional place, the heart, to the head, so we can argue in a more logical sense. And then argue, I don't mean fight. I mean work through the problem. And we get in our head, and we can work through that equation, and we both sides of that equation learn from the process. And that's really what we're talking about. So we end up with the best possible decision. Let me say it like that. It may be better, it may be worse, but the best possible decision encompassing that feedback, that resistance, and where it's coming from and what it means, and then point scoring it, if you will, valuing that and bringing that to that equation so we make the best possible decision.
One of the things that I like to think about when I'm talking about these topics is something I learned when I was a farmer, and that is something called hybrid vigor. When you're dealing with plants and animals, hybrid vigor is where the product of the two parents is a better specimen than the two parents are. It's called hybrid vigor. You take two parents and they make a seed or a calf, and the calf is better than the parents. Hybrid vigor. And in an organization, you want people to come to the meetings with it in their heart. And in their head. You got to have all that because otherwise you won't have hybrid vigor. But you have to create a place where all those people can exist. See, the question is not whether you're going to have all those different kinds of folks. The question is on you, isn't it, Jim, that whether you're going to be able to create a place where those people can exist and thrive. Last thoughts real quick.
Yes, absolutely. We need to create that environment, and we need to put it into practice and make it the regular, normal approach to how we do business and think through problems and opportunities.
And that's what we're going to talk about after we come back after the break. And I'll only parse one thing that Jim said. We never use the word normal around here. Nothing normal about what we do here. Quick break, 20 after, right back with Jim Cantarucci. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.